struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
All right, let's get this thing started. We got second date update on the 20s. Byron's on the line.
Byron Scott in the house.
I knew you were going to Byron
coach,
Scott.
What's up, coach?
Yeah, the Pacers.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey. Come on, we're not going to do celebrities in Byron Scott. Come on, give me something else.
I'm going to think of a good name for Byron. I'm going to Byron you a new suit, bro.
So you're going to buy and iron a new suit for them. That's what I did. We're going to go with that. Hey, Byron. You multifaceted, multitasking freak.
That's you, brother.
That's good at basketball.
Hello, Mr. Scott.
Hashtag purple and gold.
Yes.
What's up, man?
Not much. Glad to be on, and thanks for your help.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We're doing second date update. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
Tell us about your date. How'd you guys meet? What'd y'all do? How'd it end?
So I met Desiree on Hinge, and we went to go see a show at the Blue Note. And I feel like everything went really good. We had a great time. We didn't end up doing any, you know, canoodling or anything like that. But I did get to hold her hand, which felt really nice and emotional. And then
blow the emotional whistle on you, man. You need to find your knots and reattach them.
Yes, man. It's
the first date, you held hands. I hope not describes it, man. I felt that just...
Oh, man. So touching. The skin to skin contact.
Oh, well, you're,
I feel your soul coming through your palm, through my veins, into my heart, which you pierced with love.
When I was younger, whenever I hold girls in the hand, I always pop chop.
What?
Now, there was at one point where I'm like I said, we were feeling a little emotional. She got a little teary-eyed. She cried a little bit, and I put my arm around her. And I realize now this is going to make me sound creepy, but she smelled wonderful.
Okay, you just solidified it for her. She was crying because she was scared to out, bro.
Yes.
Like, this guy's a creeper.
Yes,
we're holding hands.
Bro.
He's crying now.
Oh, man. I hope not. I hope that's not what it is, because now she's not texting me and I'm not getting anything. That might be what happened.
Mm.
But I don't know what did.
Without even having to call her, I can already tell you what happened. It's called a... Stage 5 clinger. Yes. No, I'm joking, Byron. I'm playing with you. Not really, actually. I mean that sincerely, but I want you to feel better. No, Byron, you know what? The best way, let's just give her a call. You sounded like you took her on a really nice date, though.
Yeah,
Blue Note, for sure.
Nice.
At the end of the night, you didn't try and be like, hey, so, you know, what are you doing later tonight? Because if I make passionate love on the first night, the emotion that I felt just holding your hand?
Yes.
So,
you'll be balling after this, bro.
I want you to cling on to me for the rest of my life, and let's never part ways ever.
No.
Oh, my God.
You better run now if you can,
if
man.
We sleep together on the first night, just know that you and I are going on a journey through life together.
Yes.
Never leaving each other's
You're
side.
My life partner.
Oh, my God.
Where are my balls?
Yes.
I'm joking, Byron. What was the girl's name again? I'm sorry.
Her name is Desiree.
We're going to give her a call right now. Be quiet on the other line if you don't mind, Byron, please. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened, even though I think I got it figured out. But, you know, I've been wrong many times, more so than I am right. And then, at the very least, we can get you some closure. You'll know what happened.
Yeah.
Ideally, get you guys reconnected, okay?
Yeah, I'm hoping, but thanks.
I don't know, man. You sound a little more sentimental than all the girls I've dated in my life, at least. But to each their own. Maybe it works for you. Okay, here we go. Let's call Desiree.
Hello?
Hello, is this Desiree?
This is Desiree.
Hey, Desiree, it's the Keola Show, that's Fat Joe.
How's it?
We got MJ.
Hi.
What's up, Crying D?
Hey.
He's the Crying B. What are you talking about? She wasn't the crier, it was the Crying B. She was crying out of fear.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Desiree.
Hi, Desi.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, I gotta know, how's Baby K and his baby?
What was that? Baby K's doing good. What were you asking?
How's his baseball journey?
Oh,
baseball.
Hold on. You get the baby K's off.
Let's do that.
Let's go.
This is my baby K.
That's right.
This is my baby K.
Uh-huh.
This is my baby K.
Yeah.
This is my baby K.
Who dat?
This is my baby K.
Come on.
This This is my baby K. This is my baby K.
Where you be at, baby K?
Yeah, boy. That's out of pick handy right now. He's doing good, man. Like, I mean, you know, Baby K would be a rock star at baseball if he actually cared.
Yeah. One day it's going to click, man. It's just going to come to him.
I'm hoping it does. But, yep. Like, I mean, you ask anyone. Like, I mean, the kid's leadoff batter because he's the fastest kid on the team.
Yeah.
He asked, like, all the coaches, even, like, Coach Reed, who's the head coach.
Yeah.
Good buddy. His dad, who coached him.
Yeah.
All of them, they're just like... The level of talent and athleticism this kid has is ridiculous. And I look at him right in the eye, I was like, if only he cared.
Yeah.
If only he cared.
There's a talent in not caring. Yeah. He's the one, bro.
But for not caring, man, he blasts the ball. He does really good. Even I'm impressed. And it just makes me want to say, man, I wish I was as talented as you because I actually cared when it came to sports.
Yeah.
And here you are with the potential to be all state.
I could have went to the big leagues, bro.
But, you know, all you do is do a leap at IDGAF. I don't give up.
No, but, you know, I don't give a foul.
Yeah. Give a fart knocker. No, he's doing good, though. He actually is doing really well in baseball. Thank you for asking.
That's
appreciate
a good
that.
Thing here.
Yeah. Let's just pray for his caring. Awesome. Yeah. No, we're calling for a different reason, but before we get to that, we are on the air. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
All right, so there's a guy. You guys met on Hinge. I think it's a very romantic, thoughtful first date.
Yeah.
Took you to a show at the Blue Note.
Mm-hmm.
You held hands.
Yes. Byron suggested that we go watch a concert at the Blue Note. He and I got some poo-poos and drinks, and a half hour into the show, I felt Byron playing with my hair. And I was like, okay.
That's a little intrusive for a first date.
Yeah.
No. Of all things, don't touch my hair.
No.
And then he was smelling my hair.
Oh.
And rubbing it all over his face.
What?
And this is while the show is going on?
Like, I must have made a face because he was like, oh, your hair smells so good. And then I told him I just washed it. And he even asked me, like, what kind of shampoo did I use? And I told him I used the coconut shampoo from Costco.
Uh-huh.
He said, oh, nice. Like, it was, you know.
You're a creep. Could you hear him inhaling as he was smelling your... Oh, that was just creepy. It makes me nauseous. Think about that. Like,
taking a hit of your hair.
Somebody you met on a dating app, it's your first date,
know,
for crying out loud.
Oh, I'd get up and walk
just
out, man.
Just playing with her hair without her permission, then just going for it.
Yeah.
And then all in her hair. And then it just creepy. Imagine this right in your ear, MJ and Desiree. He goes...
Well, it gets worse
than that.
So a few minutes later, he puts hair in his mouth.
Oh, what the f-
my hair in his mouth. And I'm like, what the f-?
Yeah.
For real though, bro.
He starts chewing on it. And I'm like tripping out. I don't understand what's going on. So I told him I had to go to the bathroom. And he lets go of my hair. So I made my way into the bathroom.
Could you please stop biting down on my hair? I have to go to the bathroom real quick. Could you please stop eating my hair so I can go shishi? I'll be right back. By the way, sit in my chair so you can get the other side, even out my hair a little bit.
Don't do that no more.
You guys, I looked in the mirror. My hair was soaking wet with saliva.
Oh! That was stage.
I would never...
Gross.
Oh, man.
That is disgusting. Like,
that's gross.
This whole thing is... Wrong. I've never heard of any... Like, I am a smell guy. I'm very much into smells, right? Like, that's why I'm so blown away by this, because I would never have the audacity on a first date to ever go up to a girl's hair and go... Nonetheless, I start getting here and put in my mouth.
Give it to me.
Yummy.
Ooh, that just tastes so coconutty.
I've got some in my throat.
Is that oil? A little oily. Is that natural oil? Or is that from the shampoo?
Hairball.
So I couldn't laugh, but I really wanted to finish the show because the show was really good.
And hell
so
no, the show is ruined for me, bro.
It was really good. And so, like, I put my hair up in a bun, and I went back to the show.
There's a message there.
So you know you're at the show. He's standing up behind you. Looking down at the bun.
Yeah. I can put the whole thing in my mouth.
He's like,
yes. Give me that Monopoly bun.
Monopoly bun.
I want some of that hair bow.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. He was so, he like acted so surprised that I put my hair up. He was like, oh, why did you put your hair up? And I told him because I was hot. So then because I didn't have my hair available, he grabbed my hand and started kissing my hand. And he put my fingers in his mouth.
Oh my God. Okay?
What is this guy's oral obsession?
What the hell, man?
Oh, it was, I told him to stop. And he told me, oh, I'm licking the flavor of the poopoos out of your fingers.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh.
I was like, I told him I didn't need him to do that, that I would just use a napkin and wash my hand afterwards. And he stopped as we finished the show. Like, he said goodbye, and that was it.
This guy sounds like a serial killer. Like, he literally was like, here, I got you coconut lotion from Costco to moisturize the skin. Okay, well, I'm sorry. We did not know any of this in our defense, Desiree.
We did not.
And the reason we're apologizing now is because Byron is on the other line.
Yes,
all we
like
know
Byron.
Is that he took you to a show at Blue Note, and he felt very emotional when you two were holding hands.
He said that he cried.
He left the fact that he tried to ingest your hair.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And sucked on your fingers to get the poo-poo residue off, amongst other things. Byron, you...
Oh, my God.
What do you need? Like, you genuinely need help.
You need help and a restraining order, bro.
I'm so sorry. I am so sorry about that. Like, I used to have long hair my entire life. I only recently cut it short, and, like, I used to eat my own hair whenever I was nervous. So I didn't even like. I didn't even realize.
Borrow some longer strands of yours, honey.
It calms me down.
Yes. Pretend we're on the date, okay? You be Desiree. I'll be Byron.
Oh, this show is so lovely. Hey, what is that? What are you doing? What is that tugging on my hair? Is my hair in your mouth, Byron? Stop.
I'm having such a good time, Desiree. I don't
do that, Byron.
No. What to do right now? Hold my hand. I'm so emotional. Give me a finger to suck. Look on.
No, I'm not giving you my fingers. I just came from the bathroom, Byron.
No, I just want to eat your hair bowl. It's in a bun. It's making me so anxious.
I have long hair, and I'm not sticking that stuff in my mouth.
Really?
No, I don't do that.
I don't ever do that.
I see girls do that. Yeah, like sometimes they'll put their hair in their mouth. But the most important thing here to know, Byron, it's their hair.
You know what I used to do, though, when I was a kid?
And I messed up so bad. And I tried to keep my composure, but your hair smelled so yummy. Really wanted to taste it, and then I couldn't help myself.
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
I think so, too. That is so much.
I'm not doing it anyway. I'm fully aware when I do it too.
The girl's hair smells good, and I barely know her. I know this is creepy, but hold on, girl. I'm going in.
Don't think nothing of it, please.
After I'm done smelling, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
I'm going in for this girl, whether you like it or not.
It's creepy.
Yes, it's absolutely creepy. But it smells so good.
You should try it sometime.
Here, take a nibble of my short hair.
Let me yank patch out.
Yeah.
I don't know if because you accept that it's creepy makes it better or worse, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's, ugh.
Well,
I'll make sure it never happens again. I'm so sorry that it got, I didn't even realize I was doing it.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
That just means it's an instinct for you now. You don't have any control over it.
You need a therapist, buddy.
That's a trait of a serial killer.
Yes.
Sometimes they just can't control themselves, and they're just like, I needed to eat her hair.
But what was the finger thing?
That's how it starts.
Afterwards, you know, the finger thing. Like, why would you suck on her fingers afterwards?
Yeah, I'm assuming you had some of the poo poos too. You get fingers, you was using yours. Why suck on your own? That would have been much more acceptable.
If I could do that, I stay home, bro.
It's like, I know babies suck on their thumb, but why are you sucking on your index?
Yeah,
oh boy.
Delicious.
Here, take a lick.
Try some.
Gross.
Byron, I
don't think we should argue for
you.
We need help. We should argue for some therapy,
maybe.
You may want to see a professional about this
and start talking about it. I get the fact that we all have our coping mechanisms.
Yes.
Their vices.
We all have different things and vices, like that of chewing on your own hair.
Yeah.
But when it comes to another person, especially if it's attached to that person.
It's not on your body.
You probably shouldn't inflict your coping mechanism on that person and the thing that is attached to them, be it their hair, their fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's theirs. Yes. You stick with yours.
Unless they want you to stick something in your mouth, then you do it then.
Which is also a very weird conversation to have on a first date. Usually, that's one of those where it's kind of an unspoken mutual agreement.
Yes.
This
could be in your mouth.
Yes, go. Don't need to ask. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But then there's poo-poos on there.
I'll put some salt and oil, yeah?
I'll put some poo-poos on there. I rub the takeout plate all over.
Salt and oil.
Yeah. So that's right. I presume that's a firm no, yeah?
That's a firm no,
okay.
Not for me.
Oh.
Byron, I wish you the best. You seem like
help you need, bro.
I'm not gonna say sound. You seem to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
But you may want to talk these coping mechanisms through.
Find some new ones,
coping traits. Yeah. Coping practices. Whatever you want to call. Bro, just stop practicing. Stop trading. Yes. And stop mechanisming.